Oh, Gramp, if only today were yesterday.
Well, that's a rather odd request for such a little girl, Nancy. What made you say that?
Well, yesterday was April Fool's Day, Gramp, and I had such a good joke saved up to play on you. Now it's too late.
Well, I guess I must have had a narrow escape, Nancy. But it's not too late for something else.
Oh, you mean understanding music.
Yes, you're just in time for the program presented by WKZO in cooperation with the schools of Southwestern Michigan, which features recorded music and stories with Harry Travis as Gramps and is designed to guide young listeners in understanding music. Now, if you remember, we left Gramps and Nancy last week busy discussing George Gershwin's composition, An American in Paris. Right now, we find them listening to one of the records.
I could tell from the music when the American visitor in Paris began to get sad and homesick.
Well, Nancy, that's the impression that George Gershwin hoped to create in his music. For that's just the way that he felt when he was visiting Paris in 1928. So when the music is somewhat mournful and blue, you know that the American, who actually is the composer, of course, is dreaming of home.
Gee, I don't see how he could have been so sad with all the wonderful things to do and see in Paris.
Well, Nancy, when you're traveling, sometimes the pretty sights and the gay strangers and, oh, just the excitement of being in a new and unknown country still isn't enough to keep away that longing for familiar surroundings that mean home.
What do you suppose the visitor was thinking about, Gramp?
Well, now, if you were across the sea, what would you remember about America?
Well, let me see. I guess I'd remember my family, and our house, and the yard with the big elm tree.
Yep.
And the people I know, and the street we live on, and popcorn and ice cream cones.
Yeah, well, I guess I get your idea, Nancy. I'm not sure whether George Gershwin thought of ice cream cones when he dreamed of America, but his sentiments were just about the same as yours. It may be that he pictured such things as the Statue of Liberty and the tall buildings of New York against the sky, or maybe the bright lights of the city at night as the crowds hurry to the theaters and the concert halls. Well, maybe you'd get a better idea, Nancy, by hearing the music. Shall we listen?
All right, Gramps.
Nancy, did you get a feeling from that music that our friend was remembering America?
Yes, Gramp. But did the visitor from America stay homesick all the time he was in Paris?
Oh, no, Nancy. Fortunately, he didn't. Now, in this next record, Gershwin says that gradually the music becomes happy and bubbling again, because our visitor begins to look around him and see all the splendor of Paris once more. He starts forgetting about home, since he can't help enjoying the delightfulness of the city of Paris. See if you can tell that in the music.
Glad things turned out happily for the American in Paris, Gramp.
You bet, Nancy. And now, perhaps every time you hear about that city, you'll think about George Gershwin's An American in Paris.
I'm sure I will, Gramp.
Friends, Gramps and Nancy would like to know how many schools in southwestern Michigan listen regularly to their program. If you've enjoyed Understanding Music and would like to see it continue for the next school year, please write to Understanding Music in care of WKZO, Kalamazoo, 99, Michigan, and tell us about it. Gramps and Nancy will be back next Friday at 1:30 with more recorded music and stories for Understanding Music.